Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Hello, I am Actree. That's AKKTRI. Also known as Chris Wagner. This is a pilot episode for Fuzzy Bread, the weekly devotional series presented on shortwave for furry Christians. This program will feature devotionals, a study of the Old Testament according to a Bible commentary that I have, as well as interesting sound files and a radio drama or two. That is, if this works out. But first, let's begin with some Bible study. I want you to take out your Bibles. Yes, this is an interactive radio broadcast. So take out those Bibles and turn to Matthew 13. We are going to be reading the parable of the sower. Let's begin our Bible study with a short prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Let's begin our study with Matthew 13, verses 1 through 23. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat there. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they had not much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell upon thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil, and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Then the disciples came and said to him, Why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered them, To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to him who has will more be given, and he who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. With them indeed is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which says, You shall indeed hear, but never understand, and you shall indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears are heavy of hearing, and their eyes have closed, lest they should perceive with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn for me to heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous men long to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the delight in riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is he who hears the word and understands it. he indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This devotional tells us a lot about sharing the gospel with people. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell among the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Jesus sows his word in the world. This is the seed that the sower is spreading. He also gives us his word to share with other people. So we, in turn, act as sowers on his behalf. With the first of these seeds in the parable, they land among birds, and the birds eat the seed. In this parable, Satan is represented by birds. If you take this out of the parable context, you see that he is talking about the way that his word can become suppressed. You have people that are eager to hear the life-saving gospel of Christ, but someone takes the word away from them. In communist countries, for example, we have people who repress their civilians and don't allow them to exercise the freedom of religion. And other times, it could be a family member who causes them to fall away. If you're in a Jewish family, the pressure is intense for you to keep your Jewish faith. I believe that you can keep your Jewish faith by believing in Jesus. I believe that Jesus is the true Jewish Messiah prophesied in the Old Testament. Some people do not agree with that. There are rabbis and Jewish families who will tell their fellow Jews that Jesus is not the Messiah, and so God's truth will be taken away from them, because either these people are impressionable or else they're given threats, like they'll be disowned or ejected from the synagogue or something else of that effect. In America, that's about the extreme you can get as far as having your faith repressed and the Word of God being taken from you. We have laws against religious discrimination, but in other countries, there are instances where you may lose a job because you're a Christian. So that is what the image of the birds is. Now, verse 5 says, other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they had not much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. This image from the parable talks about a lot of different things. Some people are rocky ground. Sometimes the Word of God goes to certain people and they just don't listen. They are so full of themselves that it doesn't matter what you say, they'll have some kind of argument against it. So you could tell them everything important about your faith and they'll just spit on you for it.